All right. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, I'm very
Okay,
excited
he's
for this.
logging on.
Okay.
He's logging on. Where are you guys based out of, Jenny? Are you guys near LA or?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Oh, cool. I actually live in Philadelphia.
Wow. Yeah, I'm in State College, so I'm in the middle of the state.
Yeah. People always underestimate how big Pennsylvania really is. I feel
Oh,
like
absolutely.
people just think of Philadelphia, like, no, it connects like five or six different states.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about you guys. Where are you based out of? How'd you get involved with the food truck business on the show? I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, so this is Young with Soul Sausage. My brother Ted and I, we started the company back in 2011, and we got on
Ed.
the yeah, there he is.
Hello. Sorry, guys.
Hey.
Oh, you're good.
Okay, we got Sammy from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania in the
Lena.
house.
Yay.
Yeah.
How's it going, guys?
Cool, we're all
Sorry
here
I'm
then.
late.
Yes, the gang's all here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just real quick, Sammy. So we started in 2012. We went on the Great Future Crave season 3. We won that season, and fast forward to now, we got Han, our buddy from Portland, who owns a food truck called
How's it
Team Joe
going?
Grillin', to join us as our third member. And we just competed in, well, I mean, it's the finale for the Great Future Crave All Star season, and here we are.
Nice, and I want to know a little bit about how you got in the food truck business.
So for me and Ted, we never had food truck plans, and that season they were hiring brands that didn't have a food truck, and the winning prize was a food truck. So all of a sudden, by winning the show, it thrust us into this food truck world, which Han was in starting from what, 2013, 14?
Yeah, so King John Grillin' was actually, I was just writing about this. We started in 2010, but
Oh,
then
wow.
we had to kind of go on hiatus for 3 years, and then we reopened in 2014. And I jumped into the food cart business because I really wanted a restaurant at the time. But in Portland,
Didn't
like,
we
food
all?
trucks were really a thing. Yeah, right? Food trucks were really like coming out, like really up and coming. And it was an easy way for me to essentially just jump into a food business. So it was cool. And I love it. I don't know. I love food trucks.
Yeah, I think
What
I
do you
people they don't I don't think people start with like dreams of food truck. I think it's just kind of like it's a stepping stone in a way. Or and in our case, it's more like
think?
it was a gift because we won a food truck and all of a
Yeah.
sudden we had to. It was just part of our business plan, you know. We go on the show while we were building out our first store, and so all of a sudden, within like a year, we got a truck and a store, just and we started off with a bang. So, every story is different, but yeah, food truck life is very interesting.
Yeah, that's right. You guys just jumped. You guys got like thrown into it, which is I think that's like one of the most epic food cart stories out there. You know, food truck
It was
stories out
never a
there.
part of our business plan, but it's that's the food truck life. You just adjust and you become flexible,
Exactly, yeah. And what would you say was your favorite part about competing this season?
Can I start with this one, guys?
Yeah,
of course.
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so like it's like one of like the NBA All-Star game or like a sporting All-Star game. Like it just I love it from the get-go because everybody like the first day was in their uniforms, but everybody knows who everybody is, but everyone wants to act like they're tougher than the other team. So there was definitely some up and down stairs on the first day. And what I really liked about the season was like our first season that we went on, I felt like we had a little bit more experience than some of these other teams. I wouldn't say all of them, but we kind of knew who like like this sounds mean, but we kind of knew the teams that didn't have as much confidence as us. But this season, like, everybody was just, like, you could just feel the confidence out of every team. So, like, for me, it was super challenging. And the first season, we kind of focused a lot on, like, how we would look on TV, you know, like, oh, I don't want to say that. I don't want to come off like that. But this season, we really just got caught up with the competition. And sometimes we forgot that the cameras are around us. And I think that's what was really special about the season. It's just really, like, people at the top of their game coming together to compete against each other. And I thought it was really cool.
And how would you describe the food that you make?
I mean, we had the best food.
Yeah, we had the best food, hands down. I mean, we won every food challenge. I would like to say, and this kind of reference back to the first day, first set, was that, you know, like, I have my own food cart in Portland. I have my own food truck in Portland. Luke does it in L.A., but, you know, we make those. And one of my favorite things about this was being able to seamlessly just come together, especially with when it comes to food. I think our cuisine is very forward-thinking for Korean food and American food, I think. But I think it's definitely, like, a really, really happy merger of Korean and American. And you can really just get a lot of the experience that we've gone, like, growing up. You know, we're not just, like, a rice and kimchi type. You know, I think we all love, like, mac and cheese and tacos and stuff like that. And
yeah, we really pride ourselves on being accessible and very approachable with our food.
Yeah.
So, we pride ourselves on, you know, creating a menu that's just really accessible for everyone here in the United States.
And what would you consider to be your signature dish? If I could only recommend one dish from your food truck, what would you recommend and why?
You know, to answer that question, like, our signature dishes, like, are sausages and, like, bibimbap or haan, but for the competition, it was just, like, we were in the heat of the pandemic. We had to shop at one location that got, you know, approved during the pandemic. So, like the best way to say, like, what our staple item was, we just do, like, Korean street food, Korean-American street food, because, you know, I don't want to say one dish was, like, represents Seoul sausage. I think it's just, the kind of food that you'd be able to eat, like, on the streets of both Korea and America, you know, just matching those two up is, like, the best way I would describe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks absolutely delicious.
But I know you're writing an article, and I know you have to have something on there. So, I mean, like, you know, I guess what got the most airtime on the show was, like, our kimchi pasta with garlic shrimp, and then maybe, like, the egg roll, the bulgogi cheeseburger egg rolls. But we also
that
did,
one,
like,
I think, is getting a lot of love online right now.
So the egg roll, the Let's Egg Rollin'?
The Let's Egg Rollin', man. Everybody wants one. I guess it's getting aggressive when you're putting that on the menu. I don't have the heart to talk about it on fire.
We're actually popping up with our menu in Los Angeles. So we all have our bets on which menu item is going to do the best when we come back to LA with this menu.
Okay, I want to hear who's betting on what so we can find out who's the winner. I can report back on it.
What was that?
I was saying, okay, you have bets on what food is going to be the best on when you go have your pop-up thing in L.A., and I want to know who's betting on what item.
Oh,
who's betting on what item?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go ahead and I'm placing my bets on the egg roll, man. I think that one. I think people really, really want that.
I think it'll be the kimchi pasta. I think that's.
I think it's me, the kerembap.
Yeah, that one, that dish hasn't even debuted on the show yet. But yeah, I kind of, you know what, Ted, I think I might have to take it back. You're right, it might be the kerembap.
No. Hey, stick with yours. I think that's the charm of our team. We're just very, like, everyone's got their own personalities, and, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to report back on me on who's the winner.
Yeah,
we will.
Yes. And where can we follow you on social media?
We're at
Soul Sausage, which is SEOULSAUSAGE.
Lovely. I'm going to send you a follow. And thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate all of you. And good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Annie. Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you,
guys.
Bye.